This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early fall. It's the second week of the Hickory, Black Walnut, and Pecan Nutting Moon. The final week of the Sun in Summer's Virgo. After a cool wave came through my yard the other night, I walked outside into the breeze and I suddenly I became aware of the disconcerting power of early fall. I was disoriented and restless, filled with the sentimental confusion of sadness and excitement. The morning wind was telling me stories. This cool wave predicting transformations. The exterior dramatic alterations destined in the trees and the unavoidable arrival of the inner changes I would undergo. The wind uncovered premonitions and retrospectives, fed them at the same time, nurturing an almost wild, bittersweet anticipation of the winter's cocoon with anguish at the loss of summer, but longing too for the death and rebirth to come. As the day went on, I became full of maudlin tenderness for the creatures around me. I brushed away the mosquitoes that landed on me, careful not to hurt them. Then I found a bumblebee motionless on its side in the middle of a red zinnia. Afraid he was dead, I shook the flower, but nothing happened. So I stroked his wings and, as if miraculously, he recovered. He got up clumsily and buzzed away. Tears welled up in my eyes when I saw he was really all right. He'd only been sleeping in the sun. Exhausted or drugged with nectar, collapsed in this bright, benign bed, indifferent to enemies and duty. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early fall. In the meantime, be ready for that one cool front that will tell you that fall is really here and will change everything.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.